Okay, very good. We're going to be speaking to Anthony Reich, who joins us for the Israel Report. Anthony Reich, are you with us?
With you, Kathy.
Thank you so much. I do apologize that we are a little bit late. Anthony, it's official. Next year's Eurovision will be held in Tel Aviv. Why was this even a question?
Well, this has been an ongoing question, hasn't it? Ever since Netta Barzilai won the Eurovision earlier this year, there's been this debate about whether the competition will be held in Jerusalem or not, which is what the choice would have been, I think, for the Israeli government and certainly for Mira Regev, the Minister of Sport and Culture. And in fact, Netta, when she won the Eurovision on the stage, said she was looking forward to welcoming the Eurovision to Jerusalem next year. It's not going to be Jerusalem. It's going to be held at the Tel Aviv Fairground early next year. And, of course, the official reason, or there's no official reason given, and a lot of people think that it's a bit of a cop-out, that the Israeli government should have insisted that Eurovision be held in Jerusalem. Of course, Jerusalem was always going to be a controversial choice because the status of Jerusalem has been given so much publicity in recent times when the U.S. government decided to move the embassy, the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem and to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the State of Israel. And, of course, there's been an outcry from the Palestinians saying that they feel that they still have some sort of a claim against Jerusalem being a capital of a future Palestinian state if one actually gets around to being formed, which at the moment doesn't look very likely. But I think that there is another sort of hidden agenda behind this choice of Jerusalem as well, and that is because the Eurovision is held on Saturday night. And for the Eurovision to be held on Saturday night, or at least the final event, there are actually three separate events, two that happened during the week and the final event on the Saturday night. And for the event on the Saturday night to be successful and to go ahead as planned, it will inevitably require work during Shabbat in order to plan it and organize it. And we already began to see some opposition to any work being done on Shabbat in Jerusalem from the ultra-Orthodox community in Jerusalem, saying that it would be a shame on the Jewish state if people had to work through Shabbat in order to bring the Eurovision to the viewing public of Europe and elsewhere who watch the Eurovision. So there was going to be a lot of controversy around work being done on Shabbat for the Eurovision. Today, finally, the European Broadcasting Union announced that it is absolutely final. The competition will be held in Tel Aviv. And I think overall that even though some people think that it's something of a compromise and perhaps Israel not being tough enough in imposing what they think is right and the fact that the competition should be held in Jerusalem, I actually think that it's probably the right decision. Let's have it in Israel, let's have it in Tel Aviv, let's not start off by giving it a controversial air. Let's just go and enjoy it and get credit and bring joy and happiness and lack of controversy to Israel, even though we may well have wanted to have it in Jerusalem. And by the way, the Eurovision has already been held twice in Jerusalem before, ironically,
really?
20 years apart, 1979, 1999,
and now
2019.
Yeah.
So 20 years apart exactly, twice in Jerusalem, now in Tel Aviv. And just one last comment from my side on this, I put from my side, because I've probably gone on a little bit too long about it, but it is not necessarily the case that the Eurovision always gets held in the capital city. We remember Dan International winning with her song Diva in Birmingham in the UK. So, you know, just a little snippet on that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that this will generate a lot of controversy, a lot of responses, people with many views on this particular issue.
Anthony, very importantly, I want to just talk about Israel reopening the Erez crossing in Gaza, into Gaza, in spite of an explosive device being found along the Gaza border. When was the border closed?
So the border was closed about a week ago or a little bit more. This is the Erez crossing, which we're talking specifically about the pedestrian crossing rather than the crossing that's for use for trucks and for goods and services and things like that. This is just the general, the pedestrian crossing. And this was closed on September the 5th after there were clashes between Israeli soldiers and some rioters. There were some rioters who were actually injured. There was some violence. There was some damage done through rock throwing and general vandalizing of the infrastructure, as a result of which the Israeli government decided to close the Erez crossing. It was reopened today, let me just say that it was reopened today in light of the fact that there have been a few days of relative calm along the Gaza border, even though, you know, there was once again a gathering last Friday along the Gaza border, and there was actually a little bit of violence that took place around that gathering. But the Israeli government decided that the last few days of calm have justified the crossing being opened. There was an explosive device also found along the Gaza border today. It's not clear when that device was found. I suspect probably after the announcement of the opening of the Erez crossing, but fortunately this particular device was neutralized and nobody was injured in the process, so you know, at least we can take some comfort from that. But clearly the whole controversy, the whole violence that we've seen along the Gaza border is far from over.
Anthony Reich, that is where we leave it today, and we look forward to speaking to you on Monday, because you are standing in for Rolene Marks until next Thursday. So thank you very, very much. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we will speak to you on Monday morning.
Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
God bless.